Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. The person who normally cuts my hair got sick this week, so I had to find someone else to cut my hair. I went to this new person right next to my work, and we started talking. I quickly became aware of the fact that she loves what she does. And as I talked to her, this was confirmed. She, as a young child, wanted to cut hair, always wanted to, and then she wanted to open up her own salon, and she did. And she is just passionate about what she does and loves it. She was sharing the story with me that her mom told her when she was growing up that about 90% of people who go to work hate what they do, and they do it just because they do it. And she didn't want to be part of that percentage, so she chose to cut hair because she just really loves hair. Her name is Lisa, and Lisa's story is a good story for us to really focus in on today, because so many people say, someday I'll live. Someday I'll enjoy life. I'm going to work really hard right now, make lots of money, lots of prestige, lots of fame, whatever it may be, and then someday I'll, when I reach my goal, I'll start living. Many, many people do that, and it's very, very sad because they're missing out on living life right here, right now, and it doesn't bring about happiness. The main reason it doesn't is because we don't know once we reach our goal whether it will bring us happiness. It may not. But if we do what we love and we're passionate about that, whether we reach our goals or not, we're going to be happy because we enjoyed the journey. And life, happiness, is about enjoying the journey. I'm not sure if Lisa's mom is correct, but I do think a lot of people go to work just because they have to go to work, or they're working really hard right now so that someday they'll reap the rewards of all their hard labors. But there just aren't any guarantees in life. We don't know how long we're going to live. We don't know when we reach our goals whether they'll even work for us. Let's go ahead and use money as an example. Let's say we work really hard so that someday we'll be able to retire and travel and see the world. And a lot of people do that. Lots of people. But what's the problem with that? One, is you're missing out on life along the way. Two, because you're working so much, you're missing out on those who you love, and that can have dire consequences to it. Three, it can cause a lot of health problems. And four, once you reach your goal, you may not even like it. I mean, if it worked, if money were the root of happiness, then everyone that's wealthy should be pretty happy. And I don't know about you, but that sure hasn't been my experience with wealthy people. Let me share another story that really illustrates that. The person who normally cuts my hair, Ingrid, told me a story about a couple who are so wealthy that they just did everything to the nth degree. It was amazing. But because her husband is a pretty successful photographer, and that's why she got to know them, they spent a lot of time with this couple. And they were doing the wedding and the honeymoon for them. And Ingrid and her husband went on a cruise with this couple just to photograph their honeymoon. And while they were on this most elaborate cruise, I mean, you just couldn't believe how nice it was, Ingrid shared this story, how this woman, who had all this money, had ordered beluga caviar. And yes, there is beluga caviar. And she was so upset because she said it wasn't beluga caviar. So she got really mad, and it really spoiled her honeymoon for her. I don't want to be critical of this lady because I've never met her, and I wouldn't want to be critical of her even if I had. But I think the point is that having a lot of money doesn't necessarily bring happiness. I think what brings happiness is enjoying today, enjoying right now, enjoying the journey. But what can really keep us from enjoying the journey is that someday I'll be happy, someday I'll be rich and happy, someday I'll be successful and happy, someday I'll find the love of my life and be happy. It's not wrong to work towards our goals, but our goals shouldn't keep us from doing what we love right now. We can actually do both and. And I know not everyone has their ideal job, but are there ways that, since we spend so much time doing work, that we can enjoy it a little bit more? If we're a stay-at-home mom, let's do things that we enjoy and not make it everything about sacrificing for our kids. If we go to work, that's labor and it's hard on us, let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy our lunches. Let's enjoy the people we work with. Let's bring things that make our work better, more enjoyable. Whatever we're doing, let's enjoy it to the fullest instead of saying, someday I'll enjoy this. None of us know how long we have. There are absolutely no guarantees on that. So, of course, we don't want to live to the point that we live so fully that we end up becoming homeless and not working. I mean, that would be silly. But it's finding that balance. Can we enjoy what we do while we work? I mean, that's really the key. Whatever we're doing, the relationship we're in, can we make it better? The job that we do, can we improve it? And a little bit improvement over time can make drastic increases of improvement. And I think what we'll find is when we meet people like Lisa who love what they do and are very passionate about it, it really isn't always how much money they make. It's far more about doing what they love, loving what they do, and loving life. I think that's one of the secrets of happiness. Loving life now, not someday I'll. And I know sometimes we're in very difficult situations. We may be listening to this podcast from prison. We may be in the hospital room diagnosed with cancer. We may be unemployed. There's lots of things that can happen to us. But even in those challenging times, there's always something beautiful to be with. Be with that. Yes, work towards remedying what's going on. But when we've done our part, then we need to relax and just enjoy what is. There's always something beautiful to be with. Let's be with that. And the key elements here really are two. One is, we just don't know how long we have. So let's not put off living today for tomorrow. Let's live today. And secondly, let's always realize that no matter what's happening, there really is always something beautiful to be with. If we believe these two things, then what will happen is, we'll look for those things, those beautiful things to be with, right here, right now, even with the challenges. The important thing, though, is to live now and stop waiting for someday I'll. Someday I'll may never come. It may never come. But if we enjoy the journey and work towards our goals, what will happen is, even if we don't reach them, we will have had a good life. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And for those of you who like to use Kindle readers, just so you know, I just had all 10 of my books made available as Kindle readers on online bookstores like iTunes, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. And the good thing is, they're only 99 cents each. So enjoy. And until next time, accept what is, love what is.